the biggest lesson you could share with restaurant owners across the world?
I try to tell when I have some new people coming in for either for only a few days. I try to bring here either you love what you're doing, or you're doing what you love. Because if you don't find love at what you're doing, or if you don't look for it, sometimes I don't love this. So find the love. So it must have love. I think that's like to me. You know, there are times that I'm like, okay, Gabriela, you're not loving yourself. That sometimes, thank God, it's been some time now. It's been at least 4 years now. It hasn't gone, but it came. I remember one time I was, you know, very down. I'm like, oh, I can't, you know, why am I so down? And then I was like, no, I have to. It has to please me, because if I've chosen to do this, either okay, and I don't want to do it anymore, I'm not liking it, or there's all these problems and I don't know what to do, and it's desperate or whatever, either you change it and you go towards a different direction that you don't need to go through that, or you start finding love there and what's good about it. And I've done this with some employees also. I had one situation very delicate, and one of my oldest employee, my first employee, that she was here even before I rented out this place, she was already here,
right.
She's like, let's say she's an asset, she's very important, and she was, I mean, she's been here now for 9 years, she's newer even at this industry. Before she was just a cleaning lady, and then she became a cook, and then she's gone through all the eras here. She's been garde manger, she's been pâtisserie, she's helped in the hall,
right.
I was having a lot of problems with her, but I didn't want to put her out, because not only the risks were too high, but also like, she's an asset. How can I throw somebody out? I try to not to put anybody out. If somebody wants to be out, if they don't
right.
belong here anymore, they will end up asking to leave. I did like this to her, and I started looking. It was like I couldn't get close to her and talk about my business, and it didn't make me feel good, but I started slowly. Look for what's good
right.
in her. Look for love. And now we're just so fine. It's just so great. We regained each other. And that also, like, just myself also with the business. And, you know, so love. Either you love what
nice,
you do.
Beautiful.
Or you find love in that, I think.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. And if you could share one secret of yours that'll help restaurant owners who want to make their business profitable. Now, here, profitable could be profits. It could be more time to themselves, with their family. It could be many. So could you share one secret of yours that could help restaurant owners who want to make their business profitable?
Yeah.
This is Gabriela's secret.
I think it's quality. I think quality doesn't go out of fashion. So quality,
beautiful.
And then of course that quality may be different for each one, right? So yeah, then I think each one has to find their own quality, but it has to have quality. And to me, it's like quality has to be, like I mentioned, like in balance. So it has to be good for us, it has to be good for the environment, it has to be good for the mouth, it has to be good for the body, it has to be good for the experience. So quality in general, it doesn't, yeah, I think quality raises, that's the reason I charge higher, and I mean, people understand it's for the style, though, as there are many buffets that charge less because they're just, you know, a restaurant serving a buffet. Not much behind it is a restaurant servicing food and beverage. Maybe they don't have all the the proposals that we offer here at Quintana, for example, yeah, most of I think we are the highest price here, but we can, we do, we are okay financially, which I think is crucial. Of course, time and all of that is crucial, but I mentioned that financially, I mean, that's important also, because otherwise you can't invest in all of the things that I mentioned that we invest.
Correct.
So focusing on quality, I think you can always charge for it and gain trust. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Okay, last question, Gabriella.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to start all over again,
uh-huh.
what's the one piece of advice you would give young Gabriella? What would you tell her?
Go study another industry. Go study another industry, girl. Find another way to make money. Go and travel the world. No, I'm just joking. I'm just saying that because sometimes we have that saying, the green of the neighbor is always greener, right?
Right.
If I had to do it all, one thing, I think I am not, I'm learning, maybe I'm at a stage right now that I'm looking to this, I'm getting to this, not to take things so seriously. I hear that, I see that, I can see how how I have to pay attention to that, especially for my future, but I confess that I'm still learning that. So I think that's advice I give myself now, because every moment is a new beginning. So don't take things so seriously. You have to take serious enough that, of course, you get things going on, but it's too delicate when we go to the line of hurting ourselves because, you know, we're so into that or not. Yeah, so I think that's something I'm looking into. That's my new phase and all that.
What would you tell your daughter entering this world?
I'm sorry, what would I tell my daughter? What?
What would you tell your daughter entering this world? I mean, you have so many passions, you have so many causes you're working for, this, so much good stuff you're doing. What would you tell your daughter? What advice would you give your daughter today? In today's world, what advice would you give your daughter?
I think look into yourself, like go try to look inside yourself. And sometimes I did many things in ways that I would do differently today because, you know, I was always like, so, wow, everything is so new. And, you know, many times you're just, you know, more outside even than inside. The outcomes are more important than the inner, the inga. I think that's maturity, but try to go inside yourself. I think we have to, that's an exercise that I practice a lot, and even though I've been practicing for nine years now, it's an exercise that I'm still very new at, and I know there a whole life is not enough to practice, but it's to go inside yourself and try to really feel what pleases you, what you want. Try to find ourselves, because I really think, I mean, everything's so large. I mean, especially, imagine now, the two of us talking, this is very special. And the whole world, everything's so, so large. There's so many possibilities. I've read some of your things. The truth of each one of us is inside ourselves, and to find that out is sometimes we take too long for that. So the sooner we look for that, the better it is. So I think to my daughter, I'll try to, really try to get to know yourself, get inside yourself, and try to understand
That's
who
beautiful.
You are. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so even
beautiful,
though it's
Gabriella.
Very difficult, but yeah.
That's beautiful. I think we've learned a lot from you, and a lot of restaurateurs across the world are going to learn a lot. I'm going to stop this recording. Just stay online.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. One
second. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.